Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ in the Morning Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil's over there.
Hey.
Comedian Paul Bond joins us in the studio. We're having a debate whether or not we should let him play this song. It's funny.
It is. It's snappy.
It's a little edgy, and I know it's a podcast, but it's the C word.
Right.
And
I have a problem with that.
AJ doesn't.
Obviously, neither does Paul.
Yeah. No. Nope.
Right.
I yell in traffic all the time.
Sometimes the word's appropriate.
Exactly.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is.
Right. I would say for the most part.
You got to get right on that mic.
I think for the most part, the majority of the people are going to probably agree. I'm hoping.
Okay.
Yeah. Women don't like the word. I know that, but right. These are jokes, people.
Right. Some may clam up.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Right.
It was a pun to be found.
Thank you.
So, Pam, you have a C word story.
I do. So, my grandmother and I went to Italy together. We went to go visit my family. She's from Italy, has a very thick Italian accent. I went to my aunt and uncle's house and we went to the bath. I had to go to the bathroom. So, I went to the bathroom. And I come out, it was my first time ever seeing a bidet. I had never seen one before.
Last one, too.
So I come out and I'm like, what is that little mini, like, toilet? And my grandmother, like, so bluntly goes, it's to wash your cunt.
But she meant gun. It's to wash your gun.
Wow. It sounds Italian when you say, like, the gun.
The cunt.
Oh, my God.
See, that sounds acceptable and funny when you say it that way.
Really?
Right?
An accent sounds charming.
How did she know that word? I didn't even know that she had ever heard that word in her life.
Grandpa called her that. Who's going to tell your grandmother, can't say that?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I just laughed. I was like, all right.
Well, you know what? She actually broke the ice on it.
Yeah.
We've actually said the word.
It's true. Yeah.
I feel so now it's so no what, mystery.
So what? Now you want to do it?
I say we do it.
You just have to sing it an accent of like an old
Gunta.
Italian grandmother.
Yeah, Gunta. Hey, that's all.
All right.
I'll give it a little Italian flair, and we'll take it from there.
All right.
All right. It's about one of my favorite candidates running for president. Ooh, yeah.
Get it now?
Here we go. Cunt, ooh, cunt, ooh, cunt, you stole the election from Bernie Sanders. You'll say anything to get your ass in the White House, White House. And cunt, how many ladies will Bill fuck? All he can get, cunt. Ooh, ooh, cunt. Ooh, ooh, I hate her. I'd rather feel the burn. Bill hates her.
I do.
That's why he bangs into her vibrator. Is Darth Vader. You gotta end. If you're gonna go for it, you gotta end on the word.
Bravo. I guess you have to just
Woo!
Do it.
Bravo. I feel good now.
Bravo.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah.
Feel good
Thank
story.
You.
All right.
Pam was actually clapping along, so that's a good sign.
That wasn't clapping.
My hands.
So on the
that wasn't clapping.
You were clapping your hands. That's good.
Wow. I'm proud to be a part of the filthiest podcast you've ever had.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's clearly correct.
Thanks in no small part to you.
Are you going to bleep that?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
You're not?
That's not what this podcast is.
Thank okay.
You. Okay.
All right.
That's
Phil, the producer.
You just had Christmas
I'm
Day.
I'm excited. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you have to put not safe for work on the headline for this.
All right. Right. And the elderly and children and folks with heart conditions.
Yeah. Unless you're an Italian grandmother.
Right. It's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just watch your gun.
Yeah. Well, your Jim Brewer story today was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was an amazing...
Into the mic, fuckface.
I'm talking to you like we're buddies here.
Right. Well, we are, but you need the microphone.
Not right now.
No, it was amazing because, it involves Brewer, it involves Metallica,
right.
And it involves being on TV doing it.
Doing it?
Doing it?
Doing it?
become
doing?
Scooby-Doo all of a sudden?
Michael, come on, Scoop, wow.
You're like Italian Scooby.
Yeah.
2000, I think it was like the early 2000, it was 2003. Thank you.
Phil, well, Phil has to tell you what year it was.
Yeah,
it
oh, is. My God.
I'm old.
I was just saying, okay.
2003, I was on a show called Metallica Icon. Now, Jim Brewer is very good friends with James and Lars. They vacation in Hawaii every year with their kids.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so bananas.
It just sounds like the weirdest combo.
Metallica.
Yeah. But them being parents. So Jim and I are at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, and we're in our room, and we hear the phone ring, and it's James Hetfield. He goes, "Hey, we want you to be part of a show called Metallica Icon. It's on MTV." So Jim holds the phone mouthpiece. He goes, "He wants us to be on Metallica Icon. What is that?" I go, "Well, they just did one for Aerosmith, and they did one for Janet Jackson. It's when they salute the bands and you play their music." Tell him yes. So
I
swear to God. So Jim, without batting an eye, goes, "Okay, we'll do it." He hangs up, and then he looks at me. He goes, "Hey, asshole, what are we gonna play?"
Right.
I'm not a singer. You know, I don't. You know, so. We came up with the fact that James and Lars have kids, and he has kids, that he can't imagine them singing a lullaby to their kids like any other dad.
Right.
You know, it just wouldn't be the same, you know? Yeah. So we played live on MTV, heavy metal version of If You're Happy and You Know It, Clap Your Hands.
Nice.
And it was the most amazing thing because Brewer commanded the audience from the beginning, doing James and Lars impressions. And at the end of the actual thing, you see James taking it all in. He goes, "I don't sound like that, do I?" Because Jim's going, "Yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh," doing the whole James thing. And James is sitting there. He goes, "I don't sound like that, do I?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Ooh, guess I do." Just like that. And it was the funniest discovery in his face that he actually like, "Wow, I do sound like that."
Because light bulb went on, yeah.
He sounds like a pirate.
Realization, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
"Ooh, yeah, meaty."
Yeah. You know,
right.
So
yeah.
That's the blast of working with Brewer because you get to, I mean, his celebrity friends are just down-to-earth people hanging out with them on the tour bus
that's
with Lars.
Yeah.
And we're singing in the back of the bus.
Brewer broke the story that Brian Johnson was no longer in AC/DC.
Yeah,
I mean, Brewer broke that story.
They call it spill the beans.
How did that all happen?
He got a little flack for it, but it was the truth story of the fact that the band disrespected the guy on the way out.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically took all his shit and put it on the front lawn like a scorned girlfriend and said, "You're out of the band."
Right.
And it was only based on the fact that he went to the doctor and said he can't do a full-blown tour with his hearing because it's getting shot.
On the way out,
yeah, it's on its way out.
Yeah.
So he went to a wedding over in England, a friend of his. When he came back to America, all his shit was on the front lawn. It was just like that.
And he said, "Ew, what?"
After all the years that he put in with that band and all the albums that he made with them,
right. That's
how they let him go.
Exactly. Okay, the best year of my life, you goddamn bastards.
But on the upside, on Jim's new album, Loud and Rowdy, which I have a song on called Wannabe, Brian Johnson is singing Jim called Mr. Rock and Roll, and it kicks ass. So if you want to hear some new Brian Johnson, you got it.
Yeah, I think we played some of it on the show. We played a clip of it.
Yep.
It's really good.
Yep.
It's really good because it's like the lyrics are tongue-in-cheek, but the music is serious.
Yeah.
You know, it's reminiscent of Motley Crue, Van Halen, Metallica. I mean, it's just and it's just a great hybrid of all that music that we all listened to growing up. Well, at least people my age,
exactly.
You know, but it's an amazing album, and I'm proud to be a part of it. So
you should be.
It's incredible.
Bravo, sir.
It's crazy.
So how weird was that being on stage at MTV, and you're looking out, and there's Metallica, and you're playing Metallica?
Lars is taking notes.
Right. I guess that's a pinch me moment, right? Is this really happening?
It is a pinch me moment, but. Even
who was backstage? Like everybody, right?
Oh yeah.
Like who's who?
At the time the big bands were Linkin Park. It was Snoop Dogg. He was on the show.
MTV can't do anything without inviting him.
Because
he supplies the weed. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
When his trailer opened, it looked like we were in London. That's how foggy it got.
Like Fast Times, they fell out of the van.
Hey, what's going on? So we were next to Stained. And Limp Bizkit.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
Stained. This is going back.
This is going back to the days of the Nookie and all that stuff.
Yeah. Stained Bizkit.
But I said, we got Limp Bizkit. We got Korn. I go, this sounds like a menu at Boston Market.
All he needs is meatloaf.
It was meatloaf.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and bread.
But the funniest thing, after doing the taping, I'm at the after party. All the bands are there. Everyone's just mingling around. James Hetfield comes up to me.
Oh.
Paul Bott.
Right.
And he goes,
look with you.
You with Brewer, right? I go, yeah. And I'm shaking his hand. I go, thanks for having us. He goes, you guys were the tightest. I go, we played.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
We didn't even play your song. He goes, we liked your stuff. I was like, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. That was the big hit. He goes, we were crying. He goes, it was hysterical.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah.
So I'm like, Brewer, score.
Yeah.
But it's on YouTube. You can see it. And they actually cut it in half. I was kind of pissed off. But yeah, it gets a little
who's
more metal.
Who's MTV?
Yeah, MTV cut it in half because they thought, well, this is just a joke. Yeah, but it sounded really
So they put the joke part on, but then when it got really heavy.
When we got the metal going, like when we had a little break.
And that's
in
probably
there.
What James liked the best when he said you guys were tight.
I know.
Like you kicked ass.
Right. We were chunking it up. I mean, the band came alive and Brew was like, yeah, yeah. And getting the crowd going, gone.
Right. They cut all that out.
Yeah,
the fuckers.
Well, you know, just as long as you
They're known
that.
For fucking things up.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's cut it down for the sake of time. Well, how about the sake of content?
That's why they don't even play music on that station now.
That's right.
The entire
that's
station,
right.
They don't even play music anymore.
Yeah, they don't
clearly
have any time.
Can't get it right.
Yeah. So, all right, well, thanks for coming in, brother. What do you have coming out? You have a disc coming out?
I have a DVD coming out.
Yes.
Actually, it was shot almost a year ago now.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. AJ's on
there,
right?
AJ
will he be on the DVD,
AJ.
Or is he going to get cut?
AJ, yeah. I'm just walking out, and we're just going to put you like...
You were the tightest.
Get you out. No, actually, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And it was before you actually started doing stand-up again.
Right.
But he came out, he told a few jokes, and he got the audience warmed up.
You're being cut. I can fucking tell the way he's talking right now. Well, you're being fucking
as
cut.
As long as my name's on the thing, who cares?
His stand-up is out, but...
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's my DVD.
It's his DVD, not mine.
No, he knew why.
Yeah.
But I had a warm-up act anyway.
Yes, he did. John Consoli.
John Consoli, who is a Marine.
Who we like. We've had him on the show.
I know.
Yeah. Oh,
good
John.
Guy.
Yeah. So AJ brings me out. We actually pass up on stage. We shake hands.
All right,
hands
so AJ's on the video.
Oh, yeah.
The DVD.
Right. And he comes out at the end, too.
Right, great.
Which I didn't expect, my friend, because he said, listen, I'm going to bring you out, but I got to go. But then he paid me the biggest compliment. He's like, dude, I had to watch your show.
I had to stay. I'm sorry, I couldn't leave.
He was watching.
Yep.
So it's going to be a great DVD. It's a 3-camera shoot, high def. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Right.
Yep.
And then you have a song on Jim Brewer's new album.
I do. It's called Wannabe, track 10.
All right, so buy track 10. go to iTunes, buy track 10.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. Because this guy here, Paul Bond, he is a cat rescue person.
He is.
He spends every day of his life helping cats.
Yeah.
Yep.
Animal rescue.
Exactly.
But a lot of cats, right?
I'm Catmandu.
Catman. Yeah.
But if we find a dog, we don't ignore it.
Exactly.
The dog,
right.
You know,
yeah, dogs are welcome.
But he spends his own money on this.
Right,
every
he does.
Day.
Yep.
When he sells,
his
discs, at the show.
It's all going for that.
So buy track 10 from Jim Brewer's new album.
And I try to get residuals.
And don't forget, you and I are both together at Club Comedy in Naugatuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. On Friday, August.
The last weekend of this month.
Yep, Friday, August 26th, that night.
First time I'm there. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, brother.
I love you guys.
Love you, man.
Love you more.
Motherfucker.
We're shaking hands. You can't see, but we're shaking hands and embracing.
Oh, my God. What are you grabbing?
I can do no more.
That's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Have a nice weekend.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
So long.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Instagram.
Yeah. Follow us on all our bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuckface.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.